Boom. There I am. There I am. There we go. And it looks like it's... Local harmonica heavyweight Peter Mad Cat Ruth is celebrating a milestone, his 70th birthday, with a big show at the Arc in Ann Arbor this Thursday, April 4th. And he's here now at WEMU to talk about the milestone, the event, and I'm sure any other number of topics we might ramble our way through. Hello, welcome, and happy birthday on a big milestone. How you're looking great. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
All righty. This is the big 7-0, or just
yeah.
or just 7-0.
7-0. It's pretty big.
Yeah. How does that? Yeah. It seems like just yesterday we were talking about 60, and now
it kind of astonishes me that. That it's such a big number, but then again, I'm the same as I have been, so I'm doing fine.
Yeah, it's just not a big, it doesn't feel like a big life-changing type thing or whatever.
Just a big number.
Just another number.
a big one.
age ain't nothing but a number, as a number of blues songs go. So.
All right.
Well, congratulations on this, and we should tell everyone just some basics. Your 70th birthday bash, Thursday, April 4th, 8 p.m. at the Arc in Ann Arbor. It's you and just a great
About 15 other great musicians.
Yeah, family, friends, and a number of artists that you've worked with over the years. People can go to the Arc's website if they just want a basic information. If they want to read a little bit more, do you have a site that they should?
Oh, they could read about me at madcatmusic.net.
Okay.
They can also look at the Ann Arbor Observer and read about me in the April issue. They just put a little thing in there about it.
So. Oh, okay. Okay. For those of you who have a Ann Arbor mailing address,
you're right.
You've got that resource. I'll have to look for that. Man, I just want to touch a few things here. Boy, it has been so long. When you've been a member of a community for so long, people... Well, you've always been here, but that's not really the case. You're actually from, you're not a native Ann Arbor. You're from near the Chicago area.
Yeah, I grew up in the suburban Chicago, and I came to Ann Arbor when I was, 21 years old, I guess, and I've been here ever since.
Well, now, you were playing when you got here.
Oh, yeah, I came here to join because I was in Brubeck's rock and roll band called New Heavenly Blue, and he moved here, and so I moved here to be in his band.
Okay, but now let me back up a little second. I mean, when you say the blues, not just blues harmonica, when you say the blues, Chicago is like, you know, I mean, it's Chicago.
I know.
So, well, I'm just saying it's like the wellspring of the blues and everything. What was so attractive about Ann Arbor that helped you make the decision? Was this like why did you decide to stay? Don't take that the wrong way. We're glad you're here.
Yeah.
But why the shift? Why did you decide you're going to come to a Midwestern college town with a great music scene?
Yeah.
What made Ann Arbor feel so good?
Well, Ann Arbor in 1970 was a whole lot different than Ann Arbor right now. And it was, you know, the Ann Arbor Blues Festival is starting here, and there was many clubs in town that had live blues music, and I was around when the Blind Pig opened in 1972, but before that there was a lot of places that played live blues music, and I moved here and I liked it.
But Chicago wasn't exactly. I mean, I don't really know the history of Chicago. Venues and whatnot at that time, but it's not like Chicago would have been hurting for music opportunities. Was it just that this had a different vibe that felt more?
Yeah, it was more of a hometown vibe. Chicago's huge, Ann Arbor, you still can get across town in 15 minutes. It's nice.
Exactly. Traffic may be a little different, but yeah.
But I came here because I had this opportunity to be in Chris Brubeck's band, New Heavenly Blue, which was an amazing band because we were playing blues and rock and roll and jazz and some country music, and we were doing a lot of different things. And also, I left Chicago when I was 21, and the drinking age there was 21, so I couldn't get into anything before, and I couldn't fool anyone. I couldn't, you know, like get a fake ID and get myself
well,
in.
I should probably say that it's like I know that you're 70, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, when I was 20.
You have a certain youthful, I don't want to say baby face. I didn't really know you that well, you know, earlier on. So.
But when I was 21 years old, I looked like I was maybe 17. So I couldn't fake my way into hear anything in Chicago anyway. So I.
These are important considerations.
That very important.
The most important considerations.
So I saw blues in Chicago. I like the University of Chicago would have blues shows, and the University of Illinois at Chicago Circle would have blues shows. And there was blues on the radio, and there was blues on the AM radio that I could hear every night. It was great. Right. But as far as playing music, I had much more opportunity to do that in Ann Arbor.
Wow, that's quite an endorsement for the scene at that time.
Oh, yeah.
So looking back, again, our guest, Peter Mad Cat Ruth, his 70th birthday bash is this Thursday at the Ark in Ann Arbor, 8 p.m. For the basics about the show, tickets, whatnot, theark.org is probably the best way to go. Over 50 years of being... You know, right around 50 years of being a professional musician.
That's it.
A lot of changes, whatnot. Do you feel nostalgic about any particular era? What are some of the things that have changed that you think are like better, maybe not as cool? Any overriding kind of impression?
Back when I moved here, live music in Ann Arbor was just booming. And there's so now there's way fewer places, but it was a whole different scene, because if you wanted any entertainment in 1970, you could listen to three TV channels, or you could go bowling, you could go to a movie. There was no internet, so if you wanted to be entertained, you went out to hear live music, and it was all over. There was on the weekend there was. You know, 30 places with live music, and then and any weeknight there was, you know, 8 places with a live band. So it was just a scene, you know, it was a great scene.
I've had this discussion with a lot of other musicians that are, like, let's say around your age to around my age. Mm-hmm. You have me by about 10 years, just to let everybody know the age we're talking about. Just how much, you know, live concerts or... You know, or going to like a music festival or how big rites of passages those were, you know, for a long time. And they're just maybe, as you're kind of saying, just not the same.
It's different. And, you know, it's
not that I don't want to. Like,
it's not better or worse, really. It's just very different. I mean, now, you know, you want to hear a blues song. You go to YouTube and you can hear that blues song. You know, you can turn on the radio. You can find there's so many more resources. I remember when I was a kid, I'd go to the Jazz Record Mart, the biggest place to get blues albums.
Legendary record store,
yeah,
if you don't know
it. And the biggest place in all of Chicago. And yet, you know, they might have 200 records to choose from, and that was it, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a whole different scene.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So, anyway.
Well, here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are, still at it. Do you feel... you know, you've collaborated with all sorts of different musicians. Do you feel like you've achieved some sort of like elder statesman or veteran performer role? Do you feel like you're like more of a teaching role, maybe the past as you've been on the scene for a long time, or is it more just like the straight collaboration when you meet a new musician or someone that you're just starting a, you know, musical collaboration with? Is it still the same as it was, you know, 30, 40 years ago?
It's better because I'm a better musician now than I was back then. Okay. And okay. I understand.
The man says we get better with age. Take note of that.
But I've just learned so much about music and about different styles of music. And so when I sit in with people, and I sit in with all kinds of different bands. I'm a member of this band Soom Kali now, playing Indian fusion music. Mm-hmm. You know, I play with Chris Brubeck, playing, you know, Dave Brubeck tunes and acoustic funk music, and I'm, you know, I play with singer songwriters, and I play with Americana groups, and I have my own blues band, which is not limited to blues. So we do a lot of different varieties. I do a lot of different varieties of music, and I keep really busy doing it. And people say, oh, yeah, he's the guy I see at the Kroger store. But actually, in between seeing me at the Kroger store, I travel all over the country and also all over the world playing music. So I'm very happy with how things are going. I love playing music, and I'm keeping at it.
Yeah, very good. Speaking of traveling and whatnot, are there just besides being able to play, collaborate with all these other musicians, is there something else, other kick you get out of traveling? Is there,
sights?
Because I know not everyone is like a big fan of the road.
Yeah, people often say, don't you get tired of all that touring around? And actually, the answer is still no. Uh-huh. I mean, even though in February I was touring with Triple Play, that's Chris Brubeck and Joel Brown, we were in Minnesota, South Dakota, and Montana in February, and it got to be 10 below zero with a 40-mile-an-hour wind, and yet...
That's some blues inspiration.
That definitely was. And did I have a miserable time? Well, I got cold, but I had a good time on that tour. Yeah. And playing music in out of the way places, I enjoy it.
Are there places that do you have like I hate that word bucket list, but are there places that you would love to try to go to, or that you're actively seeking to play anywhere on the planet that you would like to bring the Mad Cat magic to?
Well, I guess I'd like to do more playing in Europe. I have done some, but not much.
Yeah. Certain parts of Europe.
Oh, just places I haven't been.
Okay, he's been everywhere. He's like that song. I've been everywhere. So
yeah, and I'd be happy to go back to Brazil. I've been there 13 times, and it's such a lovely place to play music. And the Brazilian audiences just love live music, and so so it's fun.
Oh, you cut a great record live in Rio. So,
yeah, it was. It was a good one.
Terrific. Closer to home, this Thursday, let's talk your 70th birthday bash. You've got a big, long list of friends, and most of these are friends, almost family members, I would say, and some of your musical family members that you're going to present in this once-in-a-lifetime concert. Let's just kind of go through. I'll kind of like hop around and talk about folks. First up, you've mentioned him a couple times, Chris Brubeck.
Yeah. I met him in 1968, so that's what, 51 years ago. And we've been playing music since we met. And so I was in his band New Heavenly Blue, his band Sky King. I was in the Darius Brubeck Ensemble. I was in then two generations of Brubeck with Dave Brubeck and his sons, and we toured all over the world. I was with him for about 5 years, and that was just an amazing opportunity. It was like an apprenticeship program that you can't buy. You know, it was just amazing. So.
Wow. I'm going to mention them kind of together, two other fellow harmonica luminaries, Corky Siegel, Siegel Schwall Band, and Howard Levy.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, well, Corky Siegel, when I was starting to play, Corky Siegel was in Chicago already playing and already having records. And it was Corky Siegel and the Paul Butterfield Blues Band and Charlie Musselwhite were the three bands kind of bringing blues to younger audiences, and that was... So I knew about Corky, and then later...
Well, Corky has that kind of like, he's also like embraced, you were talking about playing, having like a blues bass, but branching out and playing all sorts of different styles.
Yeah.
Corky is really...
Yeah, he has
embraced that kind of approach too.
His main band these days, he still gets together with Jim Schwall once in a while, but his main thing is chamber blues with a string quartet, tablas, and Corky playing piano and harmonica. So
this is a blues-oriented harmonica player with a string quartet and an Indian percussionist.
That's it.
Indian classical music.
That's right.
Yeah. And the thing really cooks. It's my favorite.
They're fun.
Yeah, very good. Howard Levy.
Howard I met way back in probably the mid-70s, late 70s. We were both sitting in with a singer-songwriter named Steve Goodman.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, that's where we met, is because Steve Goodman would always get lots of musicians to play with him. And that's where we met, and I just said, oh, this guy's amazing. And we became friends way back then. And then later he went off and met Bela Fleck, and he was a founding member of the Flecktones.
Yes, he is the original Flecktones.
And he is an amazing, just over-the-top amazing harmonica player. He can do things that I certainly don't even come close to doing, but I'm a pretty good harmonica player. But Howard is absolutely astounding, and he also plays piano really well, and he also can sight read anything, and he plays clarinet if he wants to, and saxophone, and he's so I'm really happy that he could be here.
Yeah. Honored, I'm sure, just to have all these great people. When you're putting the show together, did the think, well, I'd like to this person be this person be. This has got to be like a real labor of love. But let's talk about the love we get, for the music. But trying to kind of put all these people, kind of like figure out how to put a concert together.
Yeah, it was.
This is artistic director stuff. This is like more than just a band leader and calling a couple of set tunes.
Yeah,
in
it was.
Set.
It was definitely a challenge because with 15 fabulous musicians and, approximately 2-hour concert, you have to really edit carefully.
I don't want to run down the plan because you've got a planned set list, but I don't want to give away too much because I want people in attendance to kind of get that surprise. Mm-hmm. Josh Davis and Rachel Davis on the bill.
Yes, and Dominic Davis.
Okay, right. I'm missing.
That's okay.
I got you.
Okay, Josh Davis, a founding member of Steppin' In It.
Okay.
From the Lansing band. And Dominic Davis, another founding member of that band. And Dominic's married to Rachel Davis, who is a great singer-songwriter. They not currently... Dominic is the bass player for White Stripes White. What's his name?
Jack White's band?
Jack White, yeah.
The White Stripes.
Yeah. Yeah. So Dominic is in Jack White's band. And, moved to Nashville because that's where they're based.
Okay.
But he's an amazing bass player. Rachel is a great singer-songwriter and Josh Davis took third place on The Voice a couple of years back.
Not too bad.
He's an amazing singer and songwriter. And these are all three of them are originally Michigan people.
Okay. So the connection's there. Seth Bernard.
Seth Bernard, another Michigan hero of the folk music scene.
All right. All right. Now, I've saved a couple of names here because we kind of know them very, very well. Singer-songwriter Dick Siegel is going to put in a performance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I've known Dick since the late, probably mid-1970s.
Yeah. A great storyteller.
Yeah.
All right. And Sherry Kane.
We had a band. Mad Cat and Kane for 24 years. We toured.
Was it that long?
24 years of touring all over the country. And I think we played 11 different countries or something.
Kind of like the original blues band sound, a guitar and harmonica.
Well, that's where I started. I listened to Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, and that's how I got started in playing harmonica in the first place. And so, we followed that. That duo route for a long time.
Yeah. All right. More recent band, your Midnight Blues Journey.
Yeah. Drew Howard and Michael Schimmann and Mark Schrock.
Wow.
We still play all over the state. We don't get out of state much, but Michigan's a nice big place, and we keep pretty busy playing all over the place.
Fantastic. For more information, Peter Madcat Ruth's 70th birthday bash at the Arc in Ann Arbor this Thursday, April the 4th. 15 musicians, Madcat Ruth and friends and family.
Mm.
This is We only get this once. So do it right.
My own folk festival. It's going to be fun.
I like that. I love it. I love it. Hey, man, and I should also add that I want to tell you how touched and really honored I was that you asked me to be a voice at this, to be an MC.
Hey, you get to be the glue that holds everything together.
I'm the glue. Oh, boy. I have no idea how great that makes me feel. Because being the glue is like such a...
There you go.
The connective tissue there. happy birthday.
Hey, thank you very much.
Happy birthday, and thank you for all this music, and thank you for, on behalf of just so many friends and fams around here, I'm glad you made the decision to stick around here. We like having you around, man.
Yeah, and when I turned 50, I had a big concert at the Arc. When I turned 60, a big concert. So now I'm turning 70, big concert at the Arc.
We like this.
Yeah.
We look forward to many more.
I hope so.
All righty.
We'll see what happens.
It's this Thursday. Peter Madcat Ruth, 70th birthday bash at the Arc in Ann Arbor this Thursday. For information, showtimes, whatnot, checkthearc.org. Thanks for coming in, man.
All right. Thank you very much.
Beautiful.